With events being struck from the calendar all around them, the Taranaki Garden Festival has defied the odds to get to the start line today. It's promising a celebration of spring colour, perfect for chasing those COVID blues away. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin's been out for a look.
Already facing the loss of its Auckland and Waikato patrons, organisers of the Taranaki Garden Festival have watched anxiously as Christmas at the Bowl, the Stratford AMP show and the Taranaki Masters Games all pulled the pin recently due to COVID concerns. But festival manager Tetsu Garnett says it's lucky that its format means large crowds don't gather in one place at one time.
Because we've got 43 gardens dotted around, we can go underneath those restrictions. And then we've got in place everybody's going to be scanning in. We're encouraging mask wearing, using hand sanitizer and social distancing from people you don't know.
She says those that can make it won't be disappointed.
Oh look, the gardens are looking amazing. I'm standing here in Three Elms at the moment in Westtown, and they have prepared all year. They've been looking forward to our visitors coming, sharing their gardening stories and showing our Taranaki Manaakitanga.
Lisa McNabb is co-creator of the Three Elms Garden with husband Shane. A steep, multi-layered suburban New Plymouth creation, Lisa says it's full of surprises.
We have a love of all sorts of things in our garden, quite a tropical and traditional base. So if there's something that you like, you'll probably will find it here. But we like to think we've got some combinations and things that maybe you might not see anywhere else. So we just love it. It's fun.
And then there's Shane's hand-built rock walls.
So they've all come in by hand or wheelbarrow. Some of them came up through the neighbours' hedges and rolled in, and sometimes you can only do a few in a day because they're so big and so heavy. Had a little bit of help from the odd neighbour and friend when they were too, you know, just way too big to manhandle.
The festival also incorporates the open studios of 84 artists taking part in the Taranaki Arts Trail. Jeanette Theobald is showcasing felting in her New Plymouth studio.
I do wet felting, which involves basically using the natural properties of wool plus water plus friction to turn it into fabric. It's one of the oldest textiles in the world, and it's so fun to do.
She'll be running classes and preaching the virtues of wool. And if that wasn't enough, there's also 27 properties in a sustainable Taranaki backyards trail. Braving the rain on Mangere Road is Karen Newbrook. She and husband Mark were one of the first in the region to embrace the power of tiger worms for wastewater treatment.
So here's the wormerator in that big tank. That's the first one, and there's a big tank there, under there with the... And then down in the paddock is the fall-off, and it's the ideal situation because it's on a slope, so that it slopes away from the house. So that where that's green out there, you can see where the green is, that's the wastewater outlet overflow.
During the festival, the Newbrooks will be offering workshops extolling the virtues of solar power. Last year, the 10-day garden festival generated $4.2 million for the Taranaki economy, up from $2.6 million in 2019.